The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
All right, we are now joined on the Sharks Audio Network by Mario Ferraro. Mr. Ferraro, what's going on, man? How's the offseason treating you?
I'm good for having me on here. Offseason's been good. Back in San Jose, been here for a couple weeks. Expecting a kid soon, so which I already told you about. But, yeah, just getting ready to be a father, getting ready for another season with the Sharks. It'll be fun to combine the two. I've always, dreamed of having my kid be able to watch me play. So even though they won't remember much the first year, it'd be cool to be a parent and be a hockey player this year.
Do you have any plans on how young they'll be when you first get them in skates?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm going to let them decide on whether they want to play hockey. I'd be open to them playing other sports so I can experience something else as well.
is that your way of saying that at some point in your life you don't want to constantly be traveling?
I don't know. I feel like traveling is kind of a part of, what we do as players, and I think you just get used to it. My wife likes to travel too, so maybe that'll be something we're always interested in doing. So I don't know if that's the issue. But no, whatever my kid wants to do, I'll be open to it.
This last summer, since you guys are expecting, I'm assuming you didn't do as much of like the big road trip that you guys have done for the last two previous summers?
Yeah, this summer we didn't do much. Obviously, with McKenna being pregnant and stuff and wanting to get back, like with our two dogs and all that, it would have been a lot. So we didn't do any camping. It would have been too much work. We just went to Florida. We enjoyed some good weather at the beginning of the summer before it got too hot. Got on the water and got to experience that. And then I went to Toronto for about a week to see some family. And then, yeah, came back here. So as much as we love the camping, it just would have been too hard to drive all that way with everything going on. And we look forward to getting, being able to do that in the future again. But, we did actually do a camping trip recently when we got back here for a weekender, which was, a lot easier than driving 37 hours or 40 hours across the country. So, yeah, it was a fun summer.
So since you've been having this fun summer, obviously, and you're getting ready to have a kid, I guess the other question is, are you ready for training camp? I mean, we're recording this on August 8th. The last competitive game, I believe, was on April 16th. That's almost 4 months ago, man. Are you going stir crazy by this point?
I don't think so. No, I'm taking the time to continue to work on my game and fine tune some things heading into the season. Obviously I'm excited to play games, but, I'm going to need camp. I'm excited to, get back into it and get with the guys again and get competing again, and to be ready for the season. The start of the season is really, really important, getting off to a good start. I think that's important for myself as an individual and for confidence and feeling good and for the team. So, taking the time right now to really get ready and get going is important, but I don't feel like the time away from the game is making me, nervous by any means. Unfortunately I've been in this situation before, which I hope moving forward, I don't have to say that, where I played, later into playoffs. But I kind of know how to balance it out, and just, peak at the right time, in the summer heading into training camp. So I'm excited. I hope everybody's, training, getting ready and it's healthy and rejuvenated. I think that's the case. I hope that's the case. And, should be, an important and good start for us this season.
Yeah, I mean, you've always been a very positive force in the dressing room. I've seen you at practice and such, and I know that's a natural part of your personality, but I always imagine that it is probably difficult at times when you guys have had another tough loss. I mean, last year there were so many games where you guys were right there, ended up losing by one or one plus an empty netter, where I know that the standings don't lie, but I don't feel it reflects the true, you know, performance of the team. Was it hard to come to those practices sometimes and put the positive face on, or did you always feel that, you know, that's what your role had to be? And I'm curious if that was influenced by your early days with both Brent Burns and Joe Thornton, guys who knew how to put yesterday behind them and start smiling and working hard at practice, but also making sure the guys were having fun.
Yeah, those guys did a good job of it. Obviously, you know, they were they might have been in a little bit different situations too. They were on successful teams, and they did, you know, have really good years here as Sharks players in terms of, like, speaking of Burnsy and Jumbo, you know, Patty, Logan. But at the same time, the reason that they were in those situations and on successful teams is because of their leadership and ability to stay positive throughout the year. Because just because they're on a good team doesn't mean they didn't go through ups and downs throughout the year as well. You know, so their kind of mentality was really important. That's something that I try to do. Unfortunately, it hasn't, you know, shown the positive results yet. I'm hoping that, you know, this year is a new year and a fresh year where, you know, we show that even despite, you know, having a tough night a couple nights ago, we come back and, you know, we string a few together and we have some successful runs. In terms of, you know, coming to the rink, that loss, is it hard? You know, it's my personality. It's a part of my personality. I like to, you know, laugh and smile and have a good time. I like to, you know, be in conversation with guys and stuff like that. So I feel like it's natural. But yeah, sometimes, you know, the morale can carry over from the previous game the night before. But I think it's just like, I think you have no other choice. You can't dwell on it. You know, cause the next night could be another game, or you're back on the ice and you're moving on and you're focusing on the next opponent. So, you know, as an individual, you learn, as you mature in the league, you learn to let, you know, things go from the previous night. You learn from them and you move on and you correct them. But even on positive things, you know, when your head gets a little too big, you know, you learn to just like, I got to do it again this next night. One night's not good enough. So it goes both ways. But I hope that collectively as a group, we are learning. We have a lot of young guys on our team. This first time in the league. And yeah. I hope that we're learning, not learning to feel that way, but learning to, you know, continue to develop every day and get better and to grow as a team and as individuals. You don't want to learn to lose, obviously. We have to learn to, you know, continue to grow and get better and better, and give ourselves a chance to win every night. Eventually, the maturity in our game, you know, we're going to find ways to win. That's what we want to do.
Because of your personality and your play, you had the A put on your sweater at a relatively young point in your career. And now with all these younger players on the team who are obviously getting a lot of attention, you've been through that. And I know it's a little bit different for a guy as a blue liner like yourself. And, you know, there's a different level of pressure on a guy who is a number four, or number two, or number one overall. But is it something that your experience with people looking to you at a young age that you can kind of translate those lessons to the other younger guys that are out there?
I hope so. Like you said, they are different situations. I came in as a team that was in the conference final the previous year. I had a role and I feel like it was simple. You know, a lot of our younger guys, like you said, are first overall picks, fourth overall picks, second overall picks, you know, first rounders that are coming into a team that, you know, we're kind of looking to. These guys are the future, right? They are the future of the Sharks, and they're going to have bright futures. So the situation is a little bit different, but I'm hoping that, you know, me being young, they could kind of, you know, I'm hoping I'm still considered young anyway. I know it's time flies by, but they could kind of relate and feel like I'm a part of their group. You know, because obviously, you know, when you have different dynamics of guys on the team, I'm hoping that I could kind of be in that middle ground and make them feel comfortable and I could kind of relate to that situation of coming into a team for the first time, and you're a younger guy, and you're, I had an older team. Like, I had a lot of veterans on my team, so hopefully I could kind of be of these guys can relate to me a little bit, and we can get along, and I can help them kind of grow in that way, and make them feel comfortable, just like the veterans on our team did for me.
I imagine that you guys are going to think a lot about the start of the season, because 2 years ago, it's a losing streak to start the season. Last year, it's a losing streak to start the season, even though there were some really tough losses. I remember 2 years ago, the loss to Colorado in game number two of the year. That was just, it was brutal because you guys, were right there to the end. Last year, you've got the first game overtime loss to St. Louis, a tight loss to the Ducks, a tight loss to Dallas. Like, how much is that going to be part of the emphasis of, like, guys, we can't get off to an extended losing streak to start the year once again?
Yeah, I don't know if that's like you said, like they were tight games. We were in those games. I don't know if our mindset should be like we can't get off to this losing streak. Like, obviously, we want to emphasize how important it is to get off to a good start. But I think within that stretch of that start of last year, we kind of let those tight losses affect, our next three or four games, right? Which we can't let happen, right? So I think our mindset has to be more, stick with it. Like, we want to have a good start. The results are going to come, but don't let, a loss, carry into the next game, and now we're, we get off of track, and we're not playing the same way, right? So that's how, I think we're going to prevent, that from happening. I don't want to look at it as actually as preventing anything, like preventing a bad start. I want us to go out and have a good start. So I think that, just having our foot on the gas, early on, knowing our identity early on is really going to help us. And just, having a little bit of swagger, like having a little bit more confidence, which I naturally feel like, with more experience, we will.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, have you talked to any of the new guys that have joined the team? I don't know if whether you text Skinner or Gaudette or Klingberg or anything like that. I imagine that there are text threads going along with guys who were already on the team a year ago.
Yeah, we I reached out to some of the new guys that obviously signed and were brought along here, just to introduce myself and let them know if they need anything, which I think most guys do. So I've been here for a long time, so stuff like that I feel like goes a long way. But it is a summer at the same time, so guys haven't really gotten here. They're enjoying some family time. A lot of some of the guys that we got were in playoffs for a long run. So I think the more conversation and building relationships with guys will start when they get here, and they get to San Jose and they get settled and we're on the ice for captain skates.
Yeah, no, it'll be good though, because I look at some of those guys and just, the history that they have with them, what they're capable of doing. Those are really solid pickups. I mean, I know everybody is always waiting for the next, superstar free agent signing and something to that extent. But, I look at, and this is something that, Mike Greer and, I know Ryan Warsofsky's put a emphasis on this as well, is like bringing in like good character guys. And when you heard Skinner in his press conference, you can hear the fact that, he's not to lump you together with another guy, but it's like if we were to talk about character guys in the NHL, we'd talk about you, we'd talk about Tyler, we would talk about a guy like Skinner who just has that. You can tell, like, he's a professional, he's been through this, he's somebody that you can put out there in front of the franchise and be like, yeah, this is who we want representing the team.
Yeah, of course. I think, having character and having guys, that have a good reputation in the league coming in, and especially, to be in front of these or alongside these younger players that are just getting started in this league that have great, bright futures is important. And you want the right people to rub off on these younger guys. I feel like I was honored, and I had the privilege, sorry, to be in that situation with a lot of veteran legends, really, guys who are, one of them's already in the Hall of Fame, right? So a lot of character on a team, it goes a long way for a younger group especially, and I think that's going to be of high benefit, for our squad.
Yeah, most definitely. I think just having as many character guys there is always helpful. Not that the team was lacking in years before. It's just when you see these guys come in, you know that they have that mentality and that mindset as well. I guess as we, you know, start turning that corner to when training camp is going to start, what do you look for at the start of camp? What type of things are you trying to instill in terms of the Shark culture for the guys who are going to be new, or for guys that are, you know, trying to make the team for the first time? Which I know we joked about time flying, but I, you know, distinctly remember when you made that team for the first time back in the fall of 2019.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think an important thing for camp coming up is to, you know, just set the standard early. With the guys that have been here and you know, we're here last year, been here for a couple years, few years, even the young guys, like all of us need to come together and set the standard and let that rub off on everyone. I think it starts not only just from the players, but, you know, staff members, management, just having a high standard and being professional and being ready to rock. Doesn't mean we can't have fun, but, you know, camp is obviously really important to get us going. And like we already talked about, having a good start. So camp is going to be a really good time for us to, get together and bond as a team. Cause again, we have a lot of new guys, so, you know, we're going to need to do it quickly. And I think that's a good time to really get going here, before those exhibition games even happen. Right.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, Mr. Ferraro, I will let you go, man. I will probably have to send some baby clothes your way in the very near future. Very exciting time for you, man. It, as my dad joked with me, he said, yeah, your life won't change a bit.
Yeah, I don't think it'll change that much. Just going to be a little baby in the mix. So thank you for having me on. Sorry about the video here. At least everybody knows that I was at the rink getting ready for the season, not just sitting back at home. So,
no worries, man. You don't need the video. You see enough of me during the regular season as is.
Thanks, Ted. I appreciate it.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.